welcome to the Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And since St. Patrick's Day is upon us, we're going to be wearing a bit of the green today, and we're going to be taking a look at a celebration of St. Patrick's Day from the musicals.
And we've restricted ourselves to Broadway this time. I don't think we have anything from the films, although one of the recordings, I think, comes from the soundtrack of something that started out as a Broadway show. But first, we're going to a review called The Jolly Bachelors and a sample of what used to be called ethnic humor. Nora Bayes frequently became Irish on stage, and her song is called Has Anybody Here Seen Kelly? Now remember, this was recorded quite a long time ago.
From the county Cork, were bent upon a holiday. They landed in New York. They strolled around to see the sight. Alas, it's sad to say, poor Kelly lost his little girl upon the great white way. She walked uptown from Carroll Square to 42nd Street. The traffic stopped when she sighed through the copper on the bed. Has anybody here seen Kelly? K-E-W-N-Y. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Oh, you'd know him by his smile. His hair is red and his eyes are blue. He is Irish through and through. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Kelly from the Emerald Isle. Over on Fifth Avenue, a band began to play. 10,000 men were marching past. It was St. Patrick's Day. The wearing of the green rang out upon the morning air. Was Kelly's favorite melody? Said she, I'll find him there. So she climbed upon a grandstand in the hopes her might to see. 500 Kellys left the ranks in answer to her plea. Has anybody here seen Kelly? K-E, you know how to spell it. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Did you know him by his smile? Oh, his hair and his eyes. Oh, he is Irish. God bless him. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Kelly from the Emerald Isle. Has anybody here seen Levi? I mean Kelly. K-E-W-N-Y. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Or you know him by his smile. His eyes are red and his hair is blue. He is pickled through and through. Has anybody here seen Kelly? Kelly from the Emerald Isle.
In a recording that's over 100 years old, you heard Nora Bayes and a song from a review called The Jolly Bachelors, and the song is Has Anybody Here Seen Kelly, and she sometimes used that as part of her vaudeville act.
We're going to go to another older song, but this time in a more modern recording. George M. Cohan was incredibly proud of his Irish heritage, and in a show called 50 Miles from Boston, like in many others, he would often stop the show and sing to the audience and have them sing back. And this is one of the songs that they did quite often. It's called Harrigan. In this recording, you'll hear Colin Pritchard with the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra.
Spend or will even lend? Harrigan, that's me. Who is is your friend when you find that you need a friend? Harrigan, that's me. For I'm just as proud of my name, you see, as an emperor's or a king could be. Who is the man helps a man every time he can? Harrigan, that's me. H-A-R-R-I, G-A-N spells Harrigan. I'm proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. Divil a man can say a word agin me. H-A-R-R-I, G-A-N, you see. He's a name that a shame never has been connected with. Harrigan, that's me. Who is the man never stood for a gadabout? Harrigan, that's me. Who is the man that the town's simply mad about? Harrigan, that's me. The ladies and babies are fond of me. I'm fond of them too in return, you see. Who is the gent that's deserving a monument? Harrigan, that's me. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N spells Harrigan. I'm proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. Divil a man can say a word agin me. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N-U-C is a name that a shame never has been connected with. Harrigan, that's me.
From a CD entitled George M. Cohan, You're a Grand Old Flag, featuring the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra under the direction of Rick Benjamin, that was Colin Pritchard doing a George M. Cohan imitation with Harrigan from 50 miles from Boston.
We're going to go now to Eileen by Victor Herbert. And in the reviews, it was sometimes called a comic opera and sometimes called a musical. It was loosely based on an 1835 novel called Rory O'Moore by Herbert's grandfather, Samuel Lover. It played two performances in Cleveland and then went to Boston, where its title was changed from The Hearts of Erin, which sounded perhaps a bit too ethnic, to Eileen. It then opened at the Schubert Theater on March 19, 1917. It went on tour, but a fire destroyed its sets and costumes 3 months into the run. And the show was not revived in New York until 1982 with a single performance at Town Hall. Then it was produced by the Ohio Light Opera Company in 1997, and it was also recorded. And then we have the recording we're going to start with today, which features the Orchestra of Ireland, conducted by David Brophy. We're going to hear a song from Eileen called My Little Irish Rose, and it's sung by Rachel Kelly.
Thank you. But though with Blarney they are free, they don't whisper marry me. Yet I let them smile and get them all to think they on my heart. Someday, though, I'll chance to find one who's of a different kind, one who'll say, now name the day that you'll be mine, my Irish rose. A rose yon paint for the flower that's just within the floor of sweetness and of loveliness, the many blood that grows. But sure there's a thorn in my heart when you scorned it, what is your
You heard a song from Eileen, Victor Herbert's Irish musical that celebrated the land of his, and his score was well received by the critics, but the libretto received some harsh reviews. Alexander Wolcott, in his review, wrote, "Mr. Blossom must have gathered his material and atmosphere by reading for quite half an hour in some public library." Our first selection, featuring the Orchestra of Ireland conducted by David Brophy, was My Little Irish Rose, sung by Rachel Kelly.
Many people found the score to Eileen a little too Irish, but we think it's perfect for St. Patrick's Day. We're going to listen to a little bit of the dialogue that's on this new recording of Eileen, and that'll be performed by Rachel Kelly and Carl Harper. And after that, we have Eamon Mulhall, and he'll be singing one of the hit songs from the show, Ireland, My Sireland.
Who's inside?
There's none inside but my mother.
If I should just drop Colonel Lester the hint... But I won't. Sure, his red coats would search the place.
Let them. There's no one, I tell you, but...
Young Barry O'Day. There's a price on his head. A big price. English money for any who'll give him up.
But you wouldn't do such a dirty thing, Lanty.
Give me some sweet reward, then. A sweet kiss, for example. And I'll never whisper.
Go on, behave yourself now. Get away, I tell you.
I'll have a kiss anyhow.
Get away! If Dinny was here...
Dinny, is it? I'll have that kiss.
I hate you. Let go. Help. Help.
Hands off, sir, and take that for your boldness.
When far from the land that I'm proud to call my own, I repine till the heart of mine is sore. And I dream of the past and the happiness I've known, while my soul seems to whisper o'er and o'er. Tell me, when shall I again see Ireland? There's no other spot I know that's half so fair. I am longing for my home, my Ireland, for
friend is a friend, and he will be to the end. So forever I'm singing as I roam. Tell me, when shall I again see Ireland? There's no other spot I know that's half so fair. I am longing for my home, my Ireland, for my heart, my home, my loved ones are there.
Our second song from this new recording, well, new-ish recording of Eileen, featuring the Orchestra of Ireland conducted by David Brophy, featured dialogue performed by Rachel Kelly and Carl Harper, and then the song Ireland, My Sireland, performed by Eamon Mulhall.
We have another song from Eileen called The Irish Have a Great Day Tonight, and it's sung by Dean Power, Eamon Mulhall, and the chorus from that recording on New World Records.
Ireland was a nation from the time of Adam's fall, and 'twas never meant that we should be oppressed. But the Saxon tyrants took us once and robbed us of our all. They've been trying ever since to take the rest. But every loyal Irishman that's now alive or dead would give his life to set our wrongs to right. And this faithful little band here, together heart and hand here, may see the dawn of freedom break tonight. 'Tis a great day tonight for the Irish, for the cause we have fought for a night. And the time is soon to be when you see old Ireland free. 'Tis the land of our love and our pride. We despise and defy our oppressors, and their tyrant laws we will fight. But as fast as they can make them, begotta, we can break them. Sure, the Irish have a great day tonight. Did you ever know an Irishman who didn't love a fight, or who wouldn't stay to see it to the end? Did you ever know of one who wasn't merry when he's tight, or who wouldn't give his life to save a friend? And who can beat the Irish when it comes to making love? The other nations do the best they can, and in other ways they trick us, but sure they'd never lick us if they'd stand up and fight us man to man. Tis a great day tonight for the Irish, for the cause we fought for a night. And the time is soon to be when you'll see old Ireland free. Tis the land of our love and our pride. We despise and defy our oppressors, and their tyrant laws we will fight. But as fast as they can make them, begotta, we can break them. Sure, the Irish have a great day tonight.
From the New World Records complete recording of Eileen, you heard The Irish Have a Great Day Tonight. and it was sung by Dean Power, Eamon Mulhall, and the chorus.
Well, our next song is from Eileen as well, but we didn't use one from this recent recording because Ted would not allow it. It's our favorite song from Eileen, and he said it had to be performed by an honorary Irish woman. Beverly O'Sills will be singing Thine Alone. Our final song from the Herbert and Blossom musical Eileen was Thine Alone, performed by Ted's guest artist, the Irish for a day, Beverly O'Sills.
That Beverly Sills selection comes from one of her CDs on the Angel CD label called Beverly Sills Sings the Music of Victor Herbert. Well, we're going now to Finian's Rainbow, which has, as one of its characters, an Irish leprechaun. And he's performed here by David Wayne, who sings with an Irish lass named Sharon, who was sung by Ella Logan. Their duet from Finian's Rainbow is called Something Sort of Grandish.
Do you feel a warmish, kind of glowish, kind of peculiar-y sensation?
No, it's a sort of quiverish, shiverish, flibberty-gibberish sensation.
Does it make you feel hummingbirds in your heart?
Butterflies in me feet.
Bees in your bonnet.
Stars in me britches.
It makes you want to dance.
Well, I hadn't noticed that.
And sing.
It does, something sweet, something sort of grandish sweeps my soul.
when thou art near. My heart feels so sugar candish. My head feels so ginger beer. Something so dairish, so I don't care-ish, stirs me from limb to limb. It's so terrific, magnificent, delish, to have such an amorish, glamorish a dish. We could be, oh, so bright and groomish. Skies could be so bluish blue. Life could be so loving bloomish, if my wishes could come true. Guinevere, thou art so adorish, toujours l'amourish, I'm so cherché la femme.
Why should I vanquish, relinquish, re-azish, when I simply relish this swellish condish?
I might be manishish or mouseish, I might be a fowl or fish, but with thee I'm Eisenhowsish. Please accept my proposition.
You're under my skinnish, so please begin inish, or it's the beginnish of the finish of me.
From the original Broadway cast recording of Finian's Rainbow, you heard David Wayne and Ella Logan with Something Sort of Grandish.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're celebrating St. Patrick's Day on The Dress Circle. Our next song is a case of Irish by default. It comes from Wonderful Town. We'll hear Timothy Robinson leading a group of Irish policemen singing to Eileen, even though she's not Irish. Our Eileen is Audra McDonald. The song, My Darlin' Eileen.
From me in Dublin's fair city, there's none half so pretty as pretty Eileen. Take it from me, the mayor of Shannon would shoot off a cannon and crown either queen. Darling Eileen, darling Eileen, fairest folly that ever. And it's, oh, I wish I were back in the land of the green. With me, darling,
I've seen them all, there's Bridget and Sheila,
there's Kate and Delilah and Mother.
I've seen them all, not one can compete with,
or share the same street with my darling Eileen.
Darling Eileen, darling Eileen, fairest folly that ever I've seen. And it's so, I wish I were back in the land of the green with my darling Eileen.
Thank you.
I've something to tell ye, I hope won't impel ye to cry and to keen. Mother's a Swede, and father's a Scot, and so Irish I'm not, and I never have been.
Hushalwiley, hushalwiley, fairest Dolly that ever I've seen. Don't you hand us none of that glory, you come from Killarney. You're Irish, I mean.
From the Bernstein, Comden, and Green musical Wonderful Town, that was Eileen being my darling Eileen for the day. And in this studio cast recording, you heard Timothy Robinson leading the male chorus with Audra McDonald as Eileen.
Our next show is Meet Me in St. Louis, which started as a film, but was also a Broadway musical by Blaine and Martin. And it was about the Smith family and their potential move from St. Louis to New York. And of course, the Smith family had an Irish housekeeper. The song we're using is called A Touch of the Irish, and Betty Garrett performs the role of Katie, and Donna Kane and Juliet Lambert are two of the daughters from the Smith family.
You two girls could use a little Irish technique when it comes to nabbing a man, if you ask me. An Irishman is a funny guy, sometimes low and sometimes high, deceptive and evasive, poetic and persuasive. The lassies have the self-same neck, so they never have a lack of gentlemen hanging around. At least that's what I've found. They charm, disarm them with every feminine wile, and steal them from their sisters with brazen Irish guile.
It sounds as if when it comes to romance, a couple of Smiths wouldn't stand a chance. We ought to be Casey or Mulligan,
O'Sullivan or McGulligan.
Oh, no, that isn't true. There are just a few simple things you ought to do. If a lad is slow to speak and quick to run away, if his wallet's empty when you give him the bill to pay, if he starts to panic when you mention wedding day, give him a touch of the blarney, his feet will leave the ground. Give him a touch of the shamrock and watch him come around, round. If he says you're lucky knowing such a handsome gent, tell him that you're tired of him, you're giving him up for Lent. Do a bit of flirting just to throw him off the scent. Give him a touch of the blarney and set your little trap. Give him a touch of the shamrock, he'll fall into your lap. And praise him, gently daze him, simply amaze him with compliments that make no sense. If he tells you you're the sweetest lass he's ever known, just be sure the two of you will never be left alone. Whistle through your teeth and holler for the chaperone. Give him a touch of shillelagh, implore you though he may. Give him a touch of the Irish and you will win the day. Tell him he's wonderful, tell him he's marvellous, tell him he's clever and wise. Tell him you're captured, bewitched and enraptured whenever you look in his eyes. If that doesn't get him, completely upset him, no matter how lovely you look, why, tell him you know how to cook. And if all else fails, and he takes the wind right out of your sails, lead him to romance, in a genuine Irish dance. Come on now, you know this one. Aye, Slantia. Blarney, and a touch of Killarney, give him a touch of the Irish. It always wins the day.
From the 1990 Broadway original cast of Meet Me in St. Louis, you heard Betty Garrett, Donna Kane, and Juliet Lambert with A Touch of the Irish. We hope you're listening to this program as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio cannot exist without your financial support.
Our next song comes from Irene, another good Irish girl, and we've got a song about an Irish girl. Here's Debbie Reynolds and the company from this Broadway revival.
I've a sense of something different, something in the air. Could it be that Mr. Marshall smiled at Miss O'Dare?
Come on, Irene. You're behaving like a silly romantic schoolgirl. So you meet Mr. Marshall. That doesn't mean he...
But it's there. Yes, it's there. I can feel there's something different. Could it be perhaps because I'm Irish that today I'm feeling happy and free? Maybe somewhere in the sky I've a saint that's standing by. If that's the case, I'm giving thanks to him for watching over me. Could it be perhaps because my mother came from you know where, over the sea? I can feel the sun is shining and I'm starting on my way, walking through a field of holy clover every day. Without an ounce of superstition, I am tempted to say I'm an Irish girl and a lucky girl, and an Irish girl is what I'm lucky to be. I'm a lucky girl.
Born a happy descent, she's an Irish girl. She's a lucky girl. Born a
from the Broadway revival of Eileen, a musical by Clements and Gaynor, you heard An Irish Girl, performed by Debbie Reynolds and the company.
A Broadway musical called Juno by Mark Blitstein was a musical version of Juno and the Paycock by Sean O'Casey, which I've read several times is the greatest Irish play to come out of Ireland. The musical, which premiered on Broadway in 1959, did not do well, and in its revivals it doesn't usually do well either, although the 2008 Encores performance was somewhat better than the rest. I remember seeing the original production of Juno, which ran for only 16 performances, and walking away thinking, why didn't they get two leads who could really sing? Well, we're going to hear both of them sooner or later, and here is the first one, Shirley Booth. She leads the company, fortunately she has the company, in a song called On a Day Like This from Mark Blitstein's Juno.
Oh, I do feel grand.
It's good to see you in gay spirits, Mrs. Boyle.
And why not? Why not? This is my day. All these treasures come my way, indeed. This must be my day. And I must hold it close. I must grab it tight. Grab it, take it, hold it close. Who knows when such another comes around? I never thought to feel. My feet don't touch the ground. On such a day will be granted us our greatest wish. 'Tis that sort of day. Our one desire. What do you say?
On a day like this, give me loving.
I'll be basking and be asking the one I love be mine.
On a day like this,
give me fortune, line me pockets well with wherewithal. Sure, your love's very fine if you're lucky, but if you're lucky, you'll get your love plus all.
'Tis a day for naming all we prize and think the whole world of. What do you say?
What's your type of bliss? What's your pleasure?
On a day like this,
all else above, give me love, give me fortune as well as love, give me friends all the way, me on teeth to be dying day, just a long and happy life, what's a husband, one rich wife, give me favor, notoriety, a seat in the lap of luxury, and everything.
I've now a great responsibility. I hope the neighbors all will come to me for simple sound advice alone or so. I want a fountain pen, a small portfolio. I know the spectacles, the kind that
fits.
A narrow ribbon running quarter inch. I read those thick newspapers, take my time, and study poems that don't even rhyme.
On a day like this, give me loving. On a day so fair, a day so fine. In the shine of the sun, I'll be asking.
Traitors, too. No, no fighting, no politics, no dead boys.
We want no traitors.
Aye. You heard the lady. You.
No, 'tis a day for naming all we prize and think the whole world of.
What about you?
If it's mine to say, what's my type of bliss?
What?
I'll want little. Just a day like this. All else above, indeed, a little of every item mentioned here so far, and also some in general, and others in particular. There's love in the country air to smell, love in a moment of peace as well, finished ills, finished bills, love in a bower of daffodils. And now that I think of it, that about covers it. Oh, I forgot, of course.
And love!
Here's our second song from Juno featuring those leads, Shirley Booth and Melvin Douglas with Old Sands.
Why can't you be like a woman ought to be? Spoiling her man, and she does it willingly.
There's mighty little left to spoil. Spoiled you are already, Boyle.
You're changing the subject. Why can't you be like our neighbor, Mrs. Coyne? Always a smile, always joking, Mrs. Coyne.
Sure, Mrs. Coyne can smile all day. Paddy Coyne brings home his pay.
You're changing the subject. Why can't you be like Mrs. Madigan, at least? One word from her, and his self-respect's increased.
You know that she's a widow now. Let that be arranged somehow.
You're changing the subject.
You're running out of subjects.
Not me. There's an old saying, man is the master, woman is there for service.
There's another saying, servants should be paid or they get nervous.
That's not a saying, not a saying. You know as well as me.
Who cares a jot? Indeed, if it's not, I swear it ought to be. Sure it ought to be.
There's an old saying, a man's house is his castle, winter and summer.
There's another saying, a man's house needs a man, not a drunken bubble.
That's not a saying, not a saying, you know as well as me.
I tell you what, indeed, if it's not, I swear it's going to be, sure it's going to be.
Was ever a man so beridden by a female nagging yelper?
The nagging that a woman does, 'tis all she's got, God help her.
There's an old saying, it says that every dog will have his day.
There's another saying, marry a dog and there's only hell to pay. I know that's not a saying, but that's the one you'll hear me say.
Our last Irish musical is Donnybrook, a musical that I had a wonderful time at. We're going to hear Art Lund and Charles C. Welch sing a song from the score for Donnybrook called The Lovable Irish.
I'll be a son of a... Sorry, Father, but what the hell can I say? Excuse me. He should be knocked on his... Sorry, Father, but wait someday.
It won't do you any good, even if you knocked him on his sorry and right, but that's the way it is.
It's a stinking lousy situation, that's the way it is. Just a backward nation, that's the way it is. I shouldn't even bother, but I'll be a son of a sorry, Father. Can you keep a secret?
Me?
I could hate the lovable Irish with no effort at all. Their quaint old customs have all of the charm of the quaint old Johns in the hall. Oh, I could hate the lovable Irish without even a try. There's so much fun in their witty remarks, like a lump of salt in your eye. And they all can keep their shamrock seeds, shamrock seeds. Who needs weeds? I don't care to hear their bagpipes drone or kiss their Blarney Stone. I could hate the lovable Irish without working too hard. Their flowery speeches are made with a brogue, like a good big mouthful of lard. No wonder their history stays up on the shelf. I could hate the lovable Irish, but I'm Irish myself.
I'm takes care of everything.
Now, what would you do if you found the one girl you wanted and some silly rule kept you from having her?
Me.
Sorry, Father.
We'll close with one more song from Donnybrook, which is a musicalization of The Quiet Man. And we have the title song, Donnybrook, a good old fight that everybody loves, even the town's priest. Here's the company from Donnybrook.
Do you recall the night Tom Grogan took exception to the smile on Rafferty's face?
Before you could say, Saint Aloysius, mugs and bottles and tables and chairs went flying through the room
and smashing all over the place, and arms and legs were tangled up in a far from tender embrace.
When I think what a treat a Donnybrook can be.
Do you know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see a Donnybrook. A fine old-fashioned Donnybrook. Where brains will be battered and backs hit the ground and skin will be scattered all around. There's no more wonderful delight than a big, wild,
tirolee.
I see a Donnybrook coming this way.
If it's true, I can only say
I wish there'd be a Donnybrook, a home crushing Donnybrook, a good, clean, well done Donnybrook.
The noses that flatten,
the bruises and bumps,
the faces that fatten up with lumps.
It's beautiful.
What's more pleasure after all than a large, loud, black-eyed, red face showed his great and entertaining role?
A Donnybrook!
Some men can love,
and other men can hate.
Each one that is in the right.
A Donnybrook.
God bless you, Father.
Amen. A fine old fashioned Donnybrook.
In a bailey.
With a shillelagh.
Whish!
Where ears get uprooted and droop like a drape and shin bones are booted out of shape.
It's heaven.
There's no more wonderful delight and there's no more beautiful a sight. And so help me know that it thrills one higher than a pig. Well, knock down, drag out, rip and tear and swing and swear and fight.
Well, that's our look at the Irish for St. Patrick's Day from the musicals. We hope you have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day and you eat and drink all the green that you want, which is really a weird celebration thing. But at any rate, we hope you'll be back here healthy and happy for next week. Until next week, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a very pleasant evening from The Dress Circle.
The Dress Circle is produced weekly by Otnacki Productions at WWFM, a regional service of Mercer County Community College, Trenton, New Jersey.